Committee on Government Accountability and Information Technology for Wednesday, February 6th, to order. And I'm going to open an organizational meeting. Members, you have copies of rules before you, and we need to pass rules before we can continue with our work.
I move adoption of the rules.
We have a motion to adopt the rules that you have distributed. Any discussion?
I just want to verify, since there are, I see, two copies of rules. The rules that we're talking about have 14 rules as the total number?
Correct.
Okay. I think that in some of the committees there was a controversial rule that is not apparent in these rules, and so they look just fine.
Thank you. Any objections to the rules? Rules are adopted. I'm going to now open a work session, or not a work session, a public hearing on House Bill 3613. Members, this bill we're going to take up today establishes a Committee on Performance Excellence, and that committee is designed to improve the legislature's ability to oversee and to have some accountability from the agencies. There are two highlights to the bill, and you know, the first one is that the important function of this bill is to report back to the legislature in the work that they have done. And you know, I think this is an important bill, and I'm glad that we're taking it up today. Dana, do you want to give us a real summary?
Sure, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3613 establishes the Committee on Performance Excellence. It defines the committee mission and performance-focused areas. It directs the committee to recommend to the Legislative Assembly approval of grants for continuous improvement projects. It requires the committee to make periodic public reports on achievement of performance excellence, declares an emergency, and is effective upon passage. In your packets, you do have a fiscal statement. There is no revenue impact. You also have three amendments before you. Would you like me to speak to them?
Yes, please.
The Dash 1 amendments permits rather than requires the committee to support agency efforts to achieve performance improvement. The Dash 2 amendments carry forward that change. In addition, the Dash 2 amendments would require agencies audited by the Secretary of State to identify audit recommendations that present opportunities for continuous improvement. It would require agency plans for addressing recommendations to the committee within 3 months of the date the audit report is issued. And it would require the Secretary to supply the committee with audit reports made by or for the Division of Audits. The Dash 3 amendment is a standalone. It does not carry forward the language of the Dash 1 or the Dash 2s. It specifies that committees may require agencies report on achievement of performance excellence or continuous improvement efforts.
Thank you. Do we have a sign-up sheet, or is it no sign-up sheet? Senator Morris, would you like to come up and address the committee on this bill? And yeah, have everyone join you that would like to come up. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and meet with our committee. Senator, appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and colleagues. For the record, Frank Morris, State Senator from District 8, Albany and Corvallis. It's an honor to be here in front of you today, and it's especially, I think, meaningful that the interest this bill has on both sides of the Assembly. You'll recall that last session we had a very similar bill that found considerable favor in the Assembly. There was no dissenting vote votes in the Senate, with one dissenting vote in the House, and the governor vetoed it. And we have representatives from the executive branch here today that can address that issue and the interpretation of that bill and the role of the legislature and the role of the executive branch from a constitutional perspective. I would suggest to you today that the bill that has come back through working with Legislative Fiscal, BAM, DAS, and the Governor's Office is an improved version. I think it's a better version, principally from the standpoint of how do you really achieve change? How do you achieve better performance in any organization? And where the bill, the previous bill, had a certain measure of directiveness to it coming from this body, if we're going to achieve excellence in performance, it has to come internally. It has to arise out of really the executive branch. And how do we become collaborative partners in that? And that's what this bill does. It creates the Committee on Performance Excellence, and the committee would then have the opportunity to review plans that are submitted by the executive branch and be the conduit through which appropriations could come from the continuous improvement fund that we appropriated in our the current budget cycle that we're in of $2.5 million. And there are some amendments that we have considered coming from colleagues here in the House, and I think they're good amendments. One concern that I do have about the requirement of shortening from what our consideration was in the Senate was to have kind of a phased approach in terms of agencies that have gone through the Secretary of State's audit. That audit may or may not have deficiencies. It may have compliance and it may have deficiencies. Wherein there are deficiencies, what we were suggesting was that they should report to this committee in 3 months and then have a definitive plan in 6 months. And I think your amendments are considering shortening that to just 3 months. The issue, I think, is what constitutes a plan. And if I think about the problems we've had in DHS and how we're going to go about solving those, if something arose in the Secretary of State's audit of that magnitude, could you effectively have a kind of a complete plan in 3 months? And so it's kind of a function of how big the problem is in terms of how detailed or sophisticated the response would be. I'm delighted that we're hearing this on this side and look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Anna. Before I move on, I want to thank you. I know you've worked on this long and hard to make it the best bill it can be, and I appreciate your work on it. Thank you. Committee, any questions for Sir? Yes, Representative.
Maybe just one comment. Just basing it on, I guess we had kind of talked about this amendment a couple days ago, kind of borrowing from an Arizona model and using what we have in Oregon and what we're proposing in this and tying them together. But the 3 months was only based on our understanding of the conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Originally it was 6 months, and I'm not opposed to that. And I really think that what you're doing and getting all the parties together is great, and I hope this moves forward with unanimity through this whole process.
I have a question.
Yes, Sergeant.
As a businessman, in the experience that you've had, if you had an audit in a large company and there was a recommendation that a change be made, do you think within 90 days a plan could be developed to implement that? It doesn't have to be completed, but do you think that 90 days is unreasonable in that kind of a circumstance?
Mr. Chair, Representative Richardson, what I have discovered in this whole governmental process is it's an entirely different animal. And by that I mean not to cast judgment either positive or negative. It is just different. In my own business, if we had a serious issue, we would have it addressed immediately. I mean, by immediately, I mean it would be on the agenda. We'd have an action plan. We would be very diligent. in 3 months probably would not be totally unrealistic. But if you're implementing a very broad, essentially what amounts to a culture change in an organization, and you lay the foundation for that, that is a long-term process. And it requires some pretty thoughtful evaluation. And so, I think there's some sense of immediacy depending on the magnitude of the problem that's identified by the Secretary of State. So what after our conversation, I thought about it and I thought, well, maybe if we had the 3 months, kind of the notification of the issue and then a more specific plan in 6 months, that would be appropriate.
May I follow up?
Please.
There may be just a confusion as far as what is intended, because a Secretary of State's audit and recommendations that they make, my experience in reading them, not only are they dry, but they're usually focused. And they don't normally relate to policy changes that are going to change the course of an organization, which is very, very difficult. They're usually dealing with specifics. This is being done, and it really should be done this way. But my recollection on recommendations from Secretary of State audits are that they're pretty focused. And the other thing, the amendments that are being considered do not talk about implementing, but a plan for implementing. So the goal would be in 3 months, after you get a specific recommendation from the Secretary of State's office, hopefully within 3 months you've met and you have some idea of what you're going to do about it. Not necessarily that will have been accomplished, but 6 months, just our feeling would be that it's kind of delaying. And if we're talking about 2 weeks, that's different. Certainly private sectors, you'd have a plan in 2 weeks, but that the idea with 90 days was that the agency should review the recommendations and have come up with a plan that they can at least say, they can say in their plan, it's going to take 2 years to this, or we're reviewing the issue, we'll be meeting with the Secretary of State's office for clarification on it. But there needs to be some attempt within 90 days to take seriously what is coming from the audits committee. That's all it was. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I say one more thing? And I want to throw this up now, and maybe you guys can mull on this. And I bring this up because I had a -3 amendment, and it didn't turn out exactly how it doesn't convey what I was hoping to convey, and we hadn't discussed it yet. But borrowing, again, from the Arizona model where, okay, you have your six-month plan, and they're talking to the committee, this is what we're going to do. Well, maybe this would require a little longer-term follow-up eventually, and that's what I was hoping to maybe put in here, too, that the committee, at its discretion, and maybe discuss what kind of limits you'd want to put on that, can have a follow-up conversation with the agency on their attempts and implementation of the continuous improvement measures. The -3 did not, I don't think, effectively conveys that. And I throw this out there to the committee and to the original author as well as the agencies. I think that would be an important also loop closer as far as what's going on with the auditing department, this committee we're setting up, and then maybe when it comes to maybe a long-term, there's going to be many situations that are long-term, and having the committee be able to request a follow-up visit from the agency, a checkup, if you will. And I just throw that out there. I think that would be an important part or an addition to this concept to close the gap, if there should have to be some long-term. And I throw that out there. -3 doesn't really do that, so I'm wondering if you'd be amenable to that amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, I think that we need to be probably pretty clear in the general nature of this bill. It is advisory. It is not directive. and it's advisory in more of a collaborative way. But I think it's very appropriate, and I would expect, and maybe it should be part of the statute. Not me. Okay. I would expect that this committee would have an ongoing follow-up to work with agencies that have undertaken a continuous improvement, process improvement activity. So to have that in the bill, that there would be periodic reporting and kind of monitoring, I think would be entirely appropriate.
Let me just take this time to say, if anybody has their cell phone turned on, that's what we were hearing, and please turn them off. So, thank you for that. I wanted to make it clear that I do not plan to work the bill today because we do have amendments that some of us are seeing for the first time, and there are some amendments possibly in the works. And so I have this scheduled for two more meetings just in case, and so I don't plan to actually work the bill today. I'm going to work it at a later meeting.
If I might add, Mr. Chair, we considered an amendment yesterday in the Senate that was, quite frankly, was an oversight on my part, and that is the composition of the committee. What we know is that, at least from my experience, is that if you're going to implement performance excellence in any organization, whether it's public, private, whatever, that if we don't engage frontline leadership in that process, you just don't have the excellence that you're wanting.
Right.
And this whole idea of mobilizing, you know, a group of people to grasp a vision for performance excellence to become world class. And I didn't read the whereases in this bill, but I think they're very, very important. They'll never be a part of the statute. But how do we aspire to become world class in our performance? And if we don't engage and bring in that frontline leadership, we have missed the mark. So we did add that as an amendment, and I would offer that for your consideration.
Right, and I do know about that amendment, and I was going to ask the administrator to try to get that amendment for us in this committee as well. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if any committee members are interested in seeing what that amendment was, I have it here available, but I'm happy to get that drafted.
Yes. Does everyone know this amendment, what it is? No? Would you just read the amendment for us?
It expands the committee membership from 7 to 9. It indicates that the governor shall appoint one member from the largest employee representative unit and one member from representable employees not represented by that largest employee representative unit.
Thank you. Any other questions for Senator Morse? Would you, from the governor's office, like to go ahead and do you need to go, Senator?
Oh, thank you very much. I have a great deal of interest in passion for this subject, so I'm delighted to stay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Teresa Miller, the governor's legislative director, and I'm just here today to express the governor's support for this bill. And mostly just want to thank especially Senator Morse, who engaged in conversations with us in the interim with a lot of help from the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Budget Management Office. We sat down and really developed a collaborative process to this issue. And I think the governor joins the legislature in their demand for performance excellence, and I think we're just happy to be here as a partner in that effort. So thank the committee for their consideration of this and for bringing this bill back and addressing some of the governor's concerns. So George Naughton can talk a little bit more about some of the ways this bill will operate, but I just wanted to be here and on behalf of the governor and thank the committee for working on this issue.
Thank you. We'll hear from George before we have questions.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, George Naughton, the administrator of the Budget and Management Division. Just a couple things to point out here, and I think that Senator Morse did not read the whereases as he did yesterday, I can't emphasize enough that they're extremely important to this process. As Senator Morse pointed out yesterday, we can't legislate excellence in agencies. We can legislate and we can mandate compliance with rules that we set out, but what we're talking about here is really a mind shift for many of our organizations, many of them who are already undergoing it. Department of Human Services right now in particular has undergone a very large effort to redo some of the processes that they do. It takes a joint effort of management, line workers to baseline what they're doing, find ways to improve things, eliminate redundant processes, and look at new ways of doing business, which ultimately provide much better services. We need to foster those. That's what we need to focus on, and that's what this bill does through a collaborative process, which we very much appreciate Senator Morse's help on, and finding ways that we can really enhance those efforts, recognize them, and foster them as they go forward. So we've worked very well. Legislative Fiscal Office and Budget and Management Division will be jointly staffing this committee, providing professional staff and administrative staff to help this out. Quite frankly, the only concern I have with the audit side of things is I don't want this committee to become overwhelmed with compliance with audits and not be focused on continuing those efforts that may be popping up. The audit is kind of the first step. And then you have the next steps of really looking at how we're going to do business differently. And I think this committee is a great opportunity to look at audits, findings of audits, and then look at are there different ways that we need to do business to get the job done. And that's what we're really focused on. So we appreciate, once again, all the work the Senator has done, and we look forward to implementing this bill.
Thank you. And I see this as a beginning. And I believe that as this committee is formed and starts to do its work, they will discover things that they can do better, that we can do better, and they'll come to us with those suggestions, and I hope we'll be able to implement them in statute. So I agree. Questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone here from LFO? That's no. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to comment on this bill? Seeing none, I'm going to end this public hearing on House Bill 3613. Is there anything from the committee members that would like to bring up before we end this committee? Committee is adjourned. Thank you.